We return to our order of service. Where there are words in bold print, I invite you to share those with us. Let us pray. God of truth, you are worthy of higher praise than we can offer, and of purer worship than we can imagine. By your Holy Spirit, assist us in our prayers and draw us to yourself, so that what is lacking in our thoughts and actions, and in our words and music, may be supplied by your overflowing love, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Gracious God, when we do not listen for your word in the words of others, forgive and renew us. When we do not use the gifts you have bestowed on us, forgive and renew us. When we do not love one another as sisters and brothers in Christ, forgive and renew us. When we do not serve our neighbours in their need, forgive and renew us. When we do not share the good news with those around us, forgive and renew us. God calls us to serve, forgives us in Christ, and renews us by the Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. God of all grace, you called your church to be a holy people, to the praise of your name. In the power of your Spirit, fill our hearts with your love and our lives with your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verses 1 to 9. The people rebel. That night, all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, "If only we died in Egypt or in this desert. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them."
Acts chapter 17, verses 22 to 32. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, "To an unknown God." What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some scoffed, but others said, "We will hear you again about this." Thank you.